You know, God always speaks to people before he actually begins to judge. Now, this is a fascinating read as we focus on the 36th chapter of Jeremiah today. We're going to look at several verses here and hear what God says. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Rod Hembry.
I'm Janice.
And this is Bible Discovery. It is great to have you here with us as we look at this. Jeremiah is an amazing prophet. He really is. And we're going to do that in about 3 minutes' time. So get your Bible out. Let's get ready. Corey, go ahead.
Today, I'm going to be taking a look at Jeremiah's scribe. Ryan?
Today, I'm talking about the man who penned the book of Jeremiah, which is Jeremiah.
Very good. And of course, his secretary, Brock. But that's very interesting. Anyway, we also have his thumbprint, but that's another story. Okay, Janice, go ahead.
I'm going to talk about the written word.
All right. So take your Bible guide. Looks like this. Get it out. And if you don't have one, we'll tell you how you can get one in a moment. Let's open up the Bible, the most important book of all, and let's read the scripture.
Jeremiah 36, 1 through 10. Now it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take a scroll of a book, and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll of a book at the instruction of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am confined, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. You go, therefore, and read from the scroll which you have written at my instruction, the words of the Lord, in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house on the day of fasting. And you shall also read them in the hearing of all Judah who come from their cities. It may be that they will present their supplication before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading from the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. Now it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then Baruch read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan the scribe, in the upper court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the hearing of all the people. Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 10.
Jeremiah chapter 36 through 38. What an amazing passage of scripture that we look at today. And as we study this, we're going to focus in very carefully on chapter 36, 10 verses. Now, during the years of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, God spoke to Jeremiah and told him to write down words that the Lord first began to reveal to him about 20 years before. The prophecies were against Israel and against Judah and all the other nations surrounding them. They were about what God would do to them for their rebellion against him. Jeremiah had his scribe Baruch write down his words on a scroll and take them to the temple to read aloud the next day. Now that's interesting. Obtaining special permission, Baruch began to read Jeremiah's words in the hearing of everyone coming to worship the Lord. And the priest and the palace officials were terrified when they heard the words of Jeremiah. But later, when they took up the scroll to the king, Jehoiakim cut it up into pieces, piece by piece, as it was read, and then he threw the pieces in the fire to burn. Now, this sealed the fate of Judah and Jerusalem. We're going to discover today what happens when you rebel against the Lord. Very, very interesting. So take your Bible guide and turn with me. This is the Bible guide. If you wrote for yours, that's great. Or if you called, we sent it to you. That's awesome. You can also get one if you go to BibleDiscoveryTV.com. And when you go there, click on the Bible guide. It'll take you to a place where you can make a donation. Thank you for your donations. We very much appreciate them. And your donations are very important to us. So, Father, thank you for the people who've done that. And then you can get an original copy. This is original. It's all new every year. And it'll take you through the Bible. Now, today, we look at Jeremiah chapter 36. And as we do so, let's pray and ask the Lord to teach us his way and show us his path. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit, come now and show us what you want us to hear, because this is important. These are your words from the prophet Jeremiah, and they're talking to us, not just to the people back in those days, but these words are forever. So help us to hear them and understand them, Lord. And in Jesus' name, we said together, amen. Now, look at verse 1. This is really interesting. It says, and so it happened, or it came to pass. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take a scroll of the book and write on it the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations from the day I spoke to you, the days of Josiah, even to this day. Look at verse 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear, and the adversaries which I propose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive the iniquity and their sin. Now, this is fascinating. God is interested in forgiving. God always speaks before he judges, beloved. Now, we do well when we pay attention to God's word. God had said and continues to say, I will forgive you if you come to me. I will forgive you if you come to me. And then he would send Jesus Christ to come in the first century AD, or actually probably born around 4 BC, but nevertheless, he came and he lived his life, and then we killed him and he rose again on the third day and things shifted. So we can come to him and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. You've paid the cost for it. God was interested in that always, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at the next verse. Then Jeremiah called Barak, the son of Neri. And Barak wrote on a scroll of the book, and at the instructions of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Barak, saying, I am confined, and I cannot go into the house of the Lord. You go, therefore, and read from the scroll which you have written at my instruction the words of the Lord in the hearing of the people of the Lord's house on the day of fasting. And you shall also read in the hearing of the Judah, in all of Judah, who come from their cities. And it may be that they will present their supplications before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and fury that the Lord has pronounced against his people. And so Barak, the son of Neri, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet had commanded him, reading from the book of the words of the Lord in the house of the Lord, or in the Lord's house. Second point is, God's word is meant for public reading. God's word is meant for public reading. Very important to remember that. You see, the Bible has parts that are difficult to understand, but believers have God's help. Now, it is important for us to remember, we are people who need to know the word of God so we can define the word of God. The word of God must be understood. And may the Holy Spirit help the Christians to begin to get in the Word to understand what it says. So much of the Word is misquoted. It is unbelievable. Anyway, this is what he did, because God was hoping that they would ask for forgiveness, hoping that they would. And of course, they did not. Now, we go on to the next verse of Scripture. This is really interesting. And it says, now, it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah and Jerusalem. And then Barak read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Gomorrah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate and of the Lord's house, in the hearing of all the people. Now that's fascinating. Several months later, Barak read the words of Jeremiah. The officials believed what Jeremiah had said, but the king would not. But today we choose what we believe. Now, our leaders can do what they do in a democratic society or in a nation that is a republic, but we can believe in God's word, and we have to pray for them. This is very important. The Bible speaks to us and tells us, pray for your leaders in authority. Pray for those who govern you. Understand that they every day are faced with the reality of what does God say versus what does man say. It's very, very important. So, beloved, we need to do that. And Father, today we pray for all of our leaders in this world, that you would touch them and help them, Lord. May they understand what you've said. And I pray, Lord, that nations would follow you, come to your word and follow your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is what we ask and pray. And we said together, amen. Stay connected with us beyond the program. Follow Bible Discovery TV on Instagram and Facebook for daily encouragement, ministry updates, and behind-the-scenes moments you won't want to miss. Looking for even more? Visit us on YouTube and subscribe to Bible Discovery TV for full episodes and our main content. And there's more to explore. Join me, Rod Embry, every Wednesday on my YouTube channel for our weekly prayer meetings. It's a special time. We come together and lift each other up in prayer. You can also catch the weekend show with Corey Babechko on her YouTube channel. Be sure to check out Ryan's channel for fascinating spotlights and meaningful interviews. There's something here for everyone. So come, be a part of Bible Discovery TV.
Now, as we've been studying through the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, you and I have taken a look at several archaeological finds related to this time period and related even specifically to men who are named in the book of Jeremiah. And today I want to focus on the scribe that faithfully recorded Jeremiah's words. Take a look.
A series of bullae, which are small ancient clay impressions of signet seals, began to appear on the antiquities market in the 1970s. After a few years of buying, selling, and comparing, it became clear that these hundreds of bullae were from the same archive that dated to the end of the 7th century BC and beginning of the 6th, right during Jeremiah's life as a prophet. This time period is actually best characterized by its ending, the destruction of Jerusalem by Babylon in 586 BC. The seals in the archive belonged mostly to high-ranking royal court officials, and the clay was fired unevenly, most likely by an ancient fiery destruction of the building the seals were in. These factors led many to deduce that the archive was originally in Jerusalem itself, or at the very least, in an important administrative city of Judah. The archive then would have been destroyed by the Babylonian invasion, the fire consuming the papyrus documents and strings to which the bullae were attached, baking and preserving the clay in the process. Some of the royal officials represented are the governor of the city, probably the city of Jerusalem, the overseer of the house, who was the highest official next to the king, and various servants of the king, which actually means high-ranking officers. There are three seals represented that stand out as extraordinary. The first one may have belonged to a man from the Bible's pages. That man is Elishama. In Jeremiah 36, he attempted to help Jeremiah escape the king's wrath. The Bible calls him a scribe. The bulla has the title servant of the king. The second seal we can conclusively state was the seal of a man featured in the Bible, King Jehoiakim's son, Jeremiah, who was sent to arrest Jeremiah and Baruch. The final seal convincingly identified is the most amazing, the seal of Baruch, scribe, friend of Jeremiah, and original copier of the Book of Jeremiah.
All right, more archaeology coming up on tomorrow's program, so I hope you can join us.
You know, what's interesting is that you talk about Baruch, and he is an amazing scribe. And actually, a chapter is written to him in Jeremiah. Very interesting. And it's not happened anywhere else in the Bible. And so the question is what happened to Baruch and what happened to Jeremiah? We don't really know. That is fascinating. Very, very interesting stuff. Thank you, Corey. Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, you're up. Go.
All right. Well, today I wanted to talk about the man behind the book of Jeremiah, which is Jeremiah. Of course, as has been pointed out, Baruch actually penned the book. But Jeremiah, he's known as the weeping prophet, and it's fitting because his message was very unpopular with the religious and governmental institutions in his day. And because of this, he was mocked, ridiculed, and persecuted. This is his story.
Known famously as the weeping prophet, Jeremiah stands out as one of the most unique persons of the entire Bible. A son of Hilkiah, a priest of Anathoth, Jeremiah receives his call from God when he is very young, perhaps no more than 13 years of age. In fact, Jeremiah was the only prophet ever instructed by God not to pray for his own nation. God informs the boy that he will be the prophet of Judah's midnight hour, proclaiming the destruction and end of the Jewish nation. Such a task would be anything but easy. Delivering this message would officially make Jeremiah the most despised and persecuted Old Testament prophet. Worse still, although Jeremiah's ministry commenced during the reign of King Josiah, the subsequent four kings were anything but godly. Indeed, in Jerusalem's final hours, Jeremiah advises Zedekiah, the very last king of Judah, to surrender himself to the Babylonians, since God was employing Babylon as his tool of judgment. Jeremiah makes reference to Babylon as God's instrument of judgment over 160 times, more than the rest of Scripture combined. He also prophesied that the Babylonian captivity would only last 70 years. However, for this, the prophet is branded a traitor and imprisoned. When the Babylonians do invade, King Zedekiah foolishly ignores Jeremiah's godly advice and attempts to escape. After he is captured 20 miles out of Jerusalem, he is forced to watch the death of his sons, then blinded and carried off to Babylon, never to return. As for Jeremiah, no other Old Testament prophet of God probably suffered as much as he did during his 40 years of ministry. He often found himself standing alone and opposed by people, false prophets, princes, and priests. He was mocked, whipped, accused, threatened, despised, hated, rejected, imprisoned, and cast into a pit. Later, the Babylonians freed him, apparently because they learned he had advised the leaders to surrender. It may have been during this lonely time in his decimated homeland that he wrote the Book of Lamentations, traditionally attributed to him. Known as the saddest book in the Bible, it's an eyewitness report of the siege and fall of Jerusalem, followed by the grief of a people with no nation. Interestingly, Jeremiah is the only prophet to give us an eyewitness account of Jerusalem's destruction and records more about his own personal life than any other prophet. No wonder he is well remembered as the weeping prophet.
Now, just to finish the story, after the destruction of Jerusalem, the few remaining Jews of the land wanted to head to Egypt. Of course, Jeremiah warned against that, and that if they did that, that they would die. Ironically, the Jews had originally escaped from Egypt, and now they're going back to Egypt. And rumor has it that Jeremiah actually was taken to Egypt, and then we've never heard from him again. So We just don't know what happened.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because they said to Jeremiah before they went, and we'll get into this in the future here, but they said in the next couple of days, they said, well, pray and we'll do whatever God says. And they said, we'll do, even if it's distasteful to us, we'll do whatever God says. And so Jeremiah prays and God tells him, he says, well, don't go, whatever you do, don't go to Egypt, stay here. And all of that. In the meantime, they made plans to go to Egypt. And they said, no, Jeremiah, no, no, no. And some traditions say that they blamed Jeremiah for being conspiring against them because they had been against Jeremiah all the time in his ministry. This guy, I mean, Jeremiah went through some really challenging things. And it's really troubling to hear how he was treated. But I believe that God took care of him somehow, some way. We don't know how he died. We don't actually know truly how Isaiah died either. But it's very interesting. So when we get to heaven, we'll find out. But Jeremiah, I call him not the weeping prophet, but I call him the prophet of provision. He always talked about God's true provision in a very dark time. Thank you, Ryan. Very, very interesting. Janice, go ahead.
Well, it's interesting to see that nowhere else in the Old Testament does it provide so much detail about the process of preserving the spoken messages in written form. And it's very specific. God is very specific. And Baruch's job is very specific, according to Jeremiah, who either couldn't write it down or just hired Baruch because he was so skilled in this area. But God asked Jeremiah to get a scroll and to write down, if you can imagine, every message that God had given him from the very first one until the present day. Now, in those days, a scroll was a roll of papyrus or leather strips that were joined edge to edge and rolled up. So the whole process, even of getting the scroll prepared to be written on, was quite a feat. So Baruch would have filled the columns of the scroll with Jeremiah's messages from the Lord. And we don't know whether Baruch had a role in the composition or the arrangement of the scroll, or whether he just literally wrote down as Jeremiah spoke. It's all really interesting, I think. But in taking a look at it, when you see and you understand the intensity and the work that it would take even to prepare and get the materials to have a scroll, when you hear about what King Jehoiakim did to it, it's heartbreaking, because we see that the king destroys Jeremiah's scroll. As the scroll is being read to him, he's literally cutting it with a knife, each column, cutting it and throwing it in the fire. I can only imagine, Corey, can you imagine? when you see and understand the intensity of, yeah. I mean, it's not like going to the dollar store and buying a book that we can write in, no. Or grabbing a piece of paper and our pen and writing things down.
If you've made the paper and you've made the ink and you've made the pen, maybe.
And these are all messages like from way back, from the times of Josiah to the present day. And that Jeremiah and Baruch would have spent all this time writing all these things down. And here it is, being tossed into the fire. Literally, it's heartbreaking. And I'm sure that the men that were sitting with him were horrified as well. But what could they do? This was the king. Mm-hmm. And they really wanted him to hear what was written on these scrolls. But Jehoiakim really had his heart hardened against God. He did not want to hear what was written on these scrolls. He did not want to obey or to follow or to believe what the messages of God were. And it made me stop to think about the Bible today, the written word of God that we have. And it is so available to us now all around the world. And there have been, over the years, translators that go into other countries to spend time with the people to get to understand their languages so that the word of God can be written in other languages. And so much work and so much preparation has gone into it. And here it is. so available for us, and a program like this one designed to help us to go through the Bible, to keep us on track. And I thought about King Jehoiakim, who had hardened his heart against God. He was in rebellion of what he heard being read to him, the messages of God written by Baruch, and burned. He burned them in the fire. I thought, we need not to be like King Jehoiakim. There are things that we will read in this Word of God that will challenge us to the very core. Some things we won't fully understand. And some things will challenge us and say that we ourselves, well, I don't think this is right, or I don't want to do that. And we will close up the Bible or go to other people who will, what am I trying to say? That will encourage us in the way that we want to live rather than in the way that God has called us to live. And that's a slippery slope. So let's not be like Jehoiakim, who didn't like what he heard, so he cut it with a knife and threw it in the fire. Let's keep our hearts open to the Lord and get into his word. And yes, it's going to be difficult. And yes, there's going to be some changes that we need to make, but we're not alone in this. God and his Holy Spirit will help us to learn and to grow and to be able to apply it in his life. And join us. We would love to help you. We've even written pages to help you to keep on track with the Bible. So let's not be like Jehoiakim. Let's keep our hearts and our minds tuned to the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us. I'd like to invite you to join us on Wednesday at 3:30. That is Eastern Standard Time, as we focus on our Eastern Daylight Time, as we focus on teaching of God's Word with Things Above, a program to bring you the Word of God. So join us on Facebook, YouTube, and on our website. Let's pray today. Lord, help me to follow your Word and to read your Word every day as we learn about you, as we develop our hearts to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.